Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Joel McCord, WYPR's news director, sitting in for Fraser Smith. My guest today is Aaron Cox, one of the Baltimore Sun's reporters who is not taking a buyout. Aaron, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Certainly. Now, last week, Aaron, you and Tim Wheeler wrote about Governor O'Malley's latest climate change initiative, and in the top of the story, you talked about how utility bills could potentially go up for certain Maryland residents and how the governor wants to increase the state's use of renewable sources of energy. Can you tell us a little about how that would work?
Sure. The state is trying to reduce its greenhouse gas emissions by 25% by 2020, and there's a couple different ways that the governor has proposed to get there. One of them is to use cleaner sources of energy for our electricity, and the second is to use less electricity overall. So one of the things about renewable energy sources is when you set them up and when they first get going, they can have high investment costs, which can sometimes translate into higher electricity costs. Maryland's utility regulators have the say on how much people would pay, but there is a chance that by shifting towards more renewable energy for electricity needs, things like solar energy, wind power, and in some cases natural gas, that could have a short-term effect of increasing electricity rates.
Okay. Now, there's a state program that costs some residential users an additional $260 a month if they don't participate in the program. And in your report, you and Tim wrote that that fee could go slightly higher. Can you give us a Cliff's Notes version of that program, and what's your definition of slightly higher?
So the program's called Empower, and the fees on the bill go to fund the program. And what the program does is offer rebates to folks to buy energy-efficient appliances, to invest in ways to increase their energy efficiency in their homes. And so the governor's plan is to expand that program to make it bigger, to get more people to participate. The state doesn't have an estimate on exactly how much that would cost, but from talking to state officials, they said it wouldn't be more than it currently is, which is about $250, $260 a month. So they don't have an estimate on how much, but we're not looking at an increase, you know, more than double that, from my understanding of what they say.
Okay. Now, of course, does the governor have to get this through the General Assembly? And if he does, what's the prognosis on that?
Well, there's a couple different pieces of his plan. He wants to redefine what counts as a renewable energy resource. He has to get that through the legislature. A similar bill to do so this year failed. The governor seemed optimistic that it would pass this time. As far as the other pieces of his plan, it's not immediately clear to me which parts need regulator approval and which part need the General Assembly approval. And I'm sure that's something that we'll find out in the coming weeks and months.
Okay. Well, Aaron, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. For Aaron Cox, I'm Joel McCord, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.